Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting second. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting third. The right fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Pat Dobson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbry. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Rod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael misplays the ball. That's an error on Michael. Bumbry moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Bumbry scores. Coggins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coggins scores. Grich goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Mason settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Blair pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Rich Coggins now playing right field. Don Baylor now playing left field. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michael for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive to left field. Baylor throws towards Baker. Baker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baker. Mercer moves to second. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomberg hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mercer moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-1 in the game. Michael hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mason moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mason scores. White moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gritch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gritch. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Gritch steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch misplays the ball. That's an error on Gritch. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 2 in the game. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Rick Dempsey pinch runs for Duke Sims. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. White scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 4, Orioles, 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Jim Fuller pinch hits for Boog Powell. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Fuller now playing first base. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baylor moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Elliot Maddox now playing right field. Lou Piniella now playing left field. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Williams now catching. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-3 in the game. Michael hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mason hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-4 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Grich bunts towards the mound. Lyle fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Davis is walked intentionally. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella bunts towards first. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Dempsey moves to third. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 4 in the game. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell moves to second. Tom Buskey now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey fires to second and picks off Cabell for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Mike Reinbach pinch hits for Paul Blair. Mike Reinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Orioles 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Reinbach now playing left field. Don Baylor now playing first base. Rich Coggins now playing center field. Jim Fuller now playing right field. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 4 in the game. Nettles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Yankees. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Reinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 4 in the game. Michael hits a pop-up towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mason hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 5 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Grich bunts towards first. Hegan scoops it up and throws to first, with Michael covering, for the out. Coggins moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive to left center field. That will be extra bases. Piniella and Mercer chase after the ball. Mercer picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Mercer. Coggins scores. Davis moves to third. It's Yankees, 5, Orioles, 5. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Baylor is walked intentionally. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Orioles 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Fritz Peterson now pitching. Mike Reinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Reinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Bellinger moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.